Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Rhino Nation Radio, sponsored by Rhino Online Strategies and eCreativity. Rhino Nation is a growing community of incredible entrepreneurs and small business owners that share a common trait. They don't walk. They don't run. They charge to their destiny. From the mind-blowing talents of Generation Next to the treasure trove of seasoned business minds, we acknowledge and celebrate their business expertise, leadership, and fearless attitude to be victorious in their goals. Rhino Nation is committed to making powerful connections and providing enhanced exposure to broaden the reach and promote the extraordinary talents of our community members. I'm Michelle Faust, along with my co-host, Jacob Fan, and with great pleasure, I want to introduce our two guests today, Frederick Dudek and Kylie Kaplan of Entrepreneur Prosperity.
Thank you.
Welcome. Good morning. So happy to have you here.
This is exciting.
It always is. So yeah. I've had a chance to meet with Frederick before, Kylie for the first time. Such a pleasure to have you here. And I'm going to give Frederick an opportunity first to just kind of talk about what you do, so that our audience had a good understanding, and then we'll take a deeper dive into to exactly what you offer to the entrepreneurial community.
Okay. Well, Entrepreneur Prosperity, or I like to call it as EP, is an up-and-coming podcast, so I'm learning how to do podcasting. I got the equipment, so I'm all dressed up. It's just a matter of actually doing it and executing. But additionally, it's really a mastermind community for entrepreneurs. Our tagline is where entrepreneurs excel. And there's a lot of areas and there's a lot of things out there that are too expensive for an entrepreneur. I mean, let's face it, you're an entrepreneur. You're just getting started. You know, you're rubbing two nickels together to make things happen. And, you know, you look at these mastermind groups and some of these other groups, and it's, you know, $1,000, $2,000. You don't have the money for that. But you need the information that's there. And so that's where EP came about, and I'll get into more of our story of how we actually came about to create Entrepreneur Prosperity.
Of course. So when we had our initial conversation, I was pretty excited to learn about it because, of course, I'm proponent of, you know, I definitely think networking is necessary. It's an important part of business, but there's so much out there. How do you field it? How, you know, vet it out? You're right. It can be expensive, but there's almost an overwhelming amount to pick and choose from. So it seemed to me like your website and what you're offering is pretty easy to navigate, to go kind of where you need to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, if we look at how EP came about, let me kind of explain that because I think that'll help.
Give us the backstory.
Yeah, the backstory. In the corporate world, I've been in the technology industry for a long time. And in the corporate world, I worked myself up into being in charge of global sales and marketing. And I've taken products from zero to millions of dollars, set up distribution channels all over the world. But in that environment, you know, you get your salary. Here's your corporate credit card. Here's your marketing, or here's your budget. Here's your support team. Here's your marketing team. Here's your sales team. And here's your distribution channel, perhaps. And go do what you need to do. As an entrepreneur, you have zero of those things. It's you, and you. Or you may have been to have a partner, like Kylie and I were partners in a company that we started a couple of years ago. And long story short, we came up short. Even though I've been successful in the corporate world and in the entrepreneur world, it was much more challenging because, you know, you asked your friends, which happened to be from the corporate world, their advice and their input is very different than it would be from an entrepreneur. And as you're just getting started, you really don't know and don't have those circles of other entrepreneurs to help you to brainstorm, to validate stuff, and to give you good advice. So the advice that we got from the people that we reached out to weren't necessarily bad advice, but it wasn't good advice for an entrepreneur. And so we made numerous mistakes, and those mistakes were costly mistakes that could have been prevented had we had gotten the right advice, had we been able to brainstorm with somebody about our ideas to making sure that they're good ideas. There was no place to go. And like I mentioned, I looked at a couple of different things and they were $2,000, $3,000. I didn't have that kind of money. I needed to make sure I was paying the personnel, the, you know, the programmers that we were having and all that stuff. And, you know, even though we met with, you know, the Blackstone Group out of New York, people from there, we connected up with the gentleman that invented the gas station TV, you know, and they all liked the idea, but Blackstone was, you know, we were looking for funding. You know, they don't do anything less than $2 million as the entry fee, and we were only looking for $500,000. And in the case of the gas station TV people, they basically said, all right, we like the idea, finish building the boat, get it in the water, get it to leave the dock in its own power, and come back and talk to us about money.
But you need the money to build the boat.
Exactly.
So let me ask you a question. Yeah. So, you know, I started my business a couple years ago. I started a social media marketing agency. And one of the biggest problems was when I was looking for mentors, looking for these mentor, you know, mastermind groups, is that a lot of these people that are talking already succeeded and they're already 20 years down the line. And I've talked to so many people because I mentor entrepreneurs right now, younger entrepreneurs that are starting. And that's the biggest thing is that they're trying to, you know, they're getting taught by someone that's already a billionaire or a millionaire that they, and it's hard for them to comprehend that because they're already down the line. They're like, I want someone that's in the process or that's close to me. Do you ever get that feeling that there's just so many, these mastermind people already, they already did it. And so right. Now they're talking to someone years later and it's very comprehensive. It's, you know, I talk to so many people still to this day that are like, I can't achieve that. I can't do that. And it's just so incomprehensible for them. Do you get that?
Oh, absolutely. And go ahead.
I was just going to say, so it's because there's such an age gap. Mm-hmm. So they feel like they can't relate.
Exactly.
Because I feel if you want working with a mentor, you want someone who's experienced, who is a millionaire, billionaire, so they can teach you their skills to help you, you know, help you run your business, yep. Grow your business.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. And I think also to Jacob, credit that. I get that too, is that sometimes you kind of like to be put, you know, you want that person a step ahead of you.
Well, yeah, you look at the Gary Vaynerchuk's, the Grant Cardone's, the Tai Lopez's, they're talking after the fact. And so I get 100%, you know, a lot of my mentors and my clients are all after the fact too, but it's just, I get where it's coming from, where it's just, I want someone that's my age, that's doing it, or not even my age, that's in the process or just barely, you know, that I can feel and be a part of that process rather than down the line when, you know, things have changed, things like that, if that makes sense. So it's
totally. And that's exactly what EP is all about.
Yeah.
Because you talk about the Grant Cardones and the Gary Vaynerchuk's and the Tony Robbins and all those guys. At the end of the day, you're not dealing with them directly.
Exactly.
You're dealing with one of their consultants.
Or their programs. Right.
You're dealing with one of their consultants, one of their people that's working for them.
Yep.
Okay. EP is completely different. One is I've developed it really to focus around what I've identified as the 7 pillars of entrepreneur success. Number one is balance, which is life balance, health balance, work balance, all that stuff. So if you don't have balance, you got some serious challenges. Okay? Number two is branding. Okay. What is your uniqueness? Why would I pick you out of the 10 people, let's say that are in the exact same field? So we got to develop your uniqueness. From that uniqueness, you got to carry that into a marketing strategy, which is the second or the third pillar. From the marketing strategy, what's your sales process that leverages that marketing strategy, that leverages your brand? So that's the fourth pillar. From that is your operations. How are you running the operations? Okay. Onboarding, offboarding, et cetera. Then, of course, there's the finance part of the equation, which is sort of important. And last, but the most important, and is the customer. No customers, no business.
Yep.
Period. Dot, end.
So let me ask you something. I'm sorry I'm like cutting in, but I'm very interested. I think especially my audience who listens, you know, I have a mentorship program and I have about 40 students in it that I help their business for younger entrepreneurs. My biggest thing, and we may differ on this, so I want to get your opinion. You know, I tell anyone that's starting a business or anything, you know, how I started it was I was told, go get a client, go get a check and figure out where to put it and then build a business around that. I think, in my opinion, too many people structure things first, takes them years to structure and they just want to do it because they want to be an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. It's not, they don't have a love for something. And I think that's where people can fail because they won't, when I first started my business, my first 10 businesses I did for free because I loved being able to help grow businesses.
Sure.
Then money comes along when you're good at what you do.
Yep.
And I've seen so many people fail because they're like, I want to make $1,000 a month. So I'm going to start my own business because I'm my own boss. And they don't have that passion and that purpose.
Right.
Right. And so that's why I'm not saying I did it right or wrong, because I could have got myself in trouble not having the right structure. But I think it gave me to where, look, I just went into a business. I said, give me all your stuff. Let me help you grow. And then it kind of automated, you know, did it by itself where it grew like, you know, just as a flower. So what are your thoughts on that?
Totally agree. And that's where EP, again, goes back into it, because I outlined what I call the seven pillars.
Yep.
You don't necessarily need to follow those pillars.
Exactly, exactly. I agree.
The other difference is that anything that's out there is we have contributors, which Kylie happens to be one of them. She's very strong in the sales aspect. We have experts that are not the Tony Robbins level,
exactly,
but they're the guys that are the ones that are doing the work.
Yep.
Okay. They're the contributors to, for example, marketing ideas. So there's within EP, once you're inside, there's a whole university. There's online classes.
Yep.
That are created by experts like yourself.
Yep.
Or Michelle has got their knowledges, and Kylie's contributed some of the different things into the sales aspect. Okay. So there's online classes. Where it differs from anything else that's been out there is the guidance section. The guidance section is really the genius in my mind of EP, because it's where experts can contribute articles and subject matter for particular things. In there, there are there's recommended tools and apps for marketing, because there's so many different things out there. How do you know which one to use, not use, et cetera? So there's an area to market for recommended tools and apps. There's vetted experts. So if you're an EP member and you become a vendor and we define that, you know, you're really who you are, you can become a mentor that people can hire from within the EP community to provide the services. There's also what I call mastermind groups. So there's mastermind groups for
within
which are open.
Yep.
And so they're all for marketing, for sales, and for conversation. Yep. So, you know, if I'm the guy that's come up with a brochure, for example, and you guys designed a brochure for somebody, they can come in there and says, hey, before they spend the money to get it printed and everything else, what do you guys think?
Mm-hmm.
Get some feedback from people all over the country or eventually all over the world. Okay. Then there's also forums in there because, as you know, groups, the information drips down, and to find stuff in a group can be a little bit challenging. So there's forums where there's actually topic-specific information that's available there. Okay. And then you go on, we have events. So if you've got an event, you can post your event and we'll share that within our whole community. And then additional to that, there is a marketplace, so you can actually offer your product and services to the marketplace within the community.
So one-stop shop.
And there's also a place to create adverts, which will fall. So inside EP, it's kind of like a Facebook, LinkedIn. Yep. So there's a whole feed. So you can actually have adverts within the feed, which will show up. Or they're in areas when you go to a forum, for example, there'll be ads on the side. So I don't have it intrusive, but I have it to where you can.
Do you see a lot of younger people? You know, one of my things is I think the market, I think a lot of people like the Cardones and things are just in businesses in general, try to stay away from the younger audience, where I think there should be more focus on the younger audience, because more and more younger people are starting to get money. They're starting to come up with cool ideas that need help with the strategy of how to implement those things. So do you see a younger?
It's a combination. Okay. I have a combination of both, you know, because there's a lot of people that have retired from corporate America.
Yeah.
And now they want to go and try to do a business. Okay. Because they're not making enough money. Social Security isn't providing them enough cash. So they're out there doing something, but they don't know where to go and how to go about it. You know, a lot of them go to a network marketing type of a business because it's easy and they get some form of guidance. But within the EP community, we have areas that actually even address that. I've got over 40 PDF books in there. I call the section Book Wisdom. And this year we're going to be rolling out where we'll be digesting a book in like a day and getting a group of people to go through a book, and we'll kill a book in hours.
Well, so it's obviously there's a lot of components and a lot of that makes that EP. Mm-hmm. So let's kind of break it down just a little bit, little real-world example. As you said, Kylie's a contributor. So let's say because I personally, even though I've been in sales, think it's the hardest thing in the world. How do you contribute in that sense as a mentor, or exactly how does that work if I say I really need help with learning how to close a sale?
Articles, blogs, just, you know, keeping in touch with people if they have a question. You know, EP is a community for entrepreneurs, salespeople, people who need help with like-minded individuals in all different aspects of business. Yeah. So it's just a, you know, great way. If I've posted, you know, a few articles about, you know, close sales techniques or prospecting techniques or following up skills, which are, you know, very important to business owners or salespeople to help their business.
Yeah, I'm already interested myself because I can think about, you know, that's one thing that I've been trying to look into is I was trying, and Michelle and I have talked about, of creating courses for myself mm-hmm. to help younger people. So I think we're definitely going to be talking more.
We'll definitely be talking more, yeah.
And here's the cool thing. Okay, there's also instant chat within EP.
Yeah.
And so you can go into, for example, so perfect, great question, Michelle, is you could go into the sales mastermind group. And say, okay, here's my challenge. I've been dealing with these type of situations and these deals are not closing. Everybody that's a member of that group gets an email that there's been a new post within that group. So they can go in and they can comment, respond, et cetera, or you can set up an appointment to talk directly with a mentor like Kylie to help you with those type of things. The other thing that I forgot to mention also in EP is that there's an affiliate program. So unlike anything out that's out there, I took some time and looked at a lot of competitive stuff. So if you're a member and then you bring on colleagues and stuff like that, you cancel out your monthly subscription pretty quickly.
Which, okay, let's talk about the money side of it. Mm-hmm. It's pretty inexpensive just to get in, isn't it?
Yes.
My understanding?
Yeah, the normal price is $27 a month. Okay. I am running a promotion right now. So if anybody wants to sign up through now and the end of the month, they just use the code EP20, capital E, capital P, 20. And that'll take the monthly subscription down to $7 a month.
Wow. Who can't afford $7 a month?
And this is not a bait and switch. I mean, there's other people out there that market stuff that says it's $7 a month, you know, and I won't mention names, but they market a mastermind on Facebook and et cetera. It's $7 a month, but once you get in, I paid the $7. I had to take a peek. It's a glorified Facebook group, and all you want to be in an inner circle, that's another $39 a month, and all you want this, it's not. This is everything. The only thing that we will charge additional for is if we actually do a live mastermind with the particular group, because that's recorded, that's put in back into the recording section of EP. So that's
you have other costs associated with
correct.
That, obviously. Yeah.
Correct. Otherwise, that's it.
Well, I think one of the things that's really attractive to me is I do believe in business mentors and coaches, and I've had them. I've liked everyone that I have worked with. I know a lot of coaches that, you know, I haven't hired, but we just have that connection. And they're all great, but they're all a little different. So some have served certain needs, but then when I'm in a different area of the business or I'm veering in a different direction, maybe that coach no longer serves exactly what my needs are. Mm-hmm. So I love the idea that you can, you know, enter into it like the mastermind and pick the brains and talk to the people who are really right where you need to be at that moment.
Correct. And where I mentioned earlier that I'm starting a podcast, one of the things I want to do is interview the people that are part of the community.
Exactly.
So it helps pull them up because now they have an interview that tells their story that they can post on their website. And that's there's no extra charge for that.
Right.
So, you know, it's really here, the vision I have, and that's why, you know, tagline is where entrepreneurs excel, is really a place that we pull up entrepreneurs to be successful, regardless, you know, where you come from, what nationality you are, any of that stuff, could care less.
Well, I'm really excited to hear you talk about that, obviously, because I have my show, and I love podcasting. And one of the things that Jacob and I do is try to not only shine the spotlight on you as a guest, but how can we take that information after the show and use it to continue to amplify your voice, to elevate, you know, your game. And there's just so many things that can be extracted out of that conversation. So I see us learning from each other
yes. Absolutely. I see this as a beginning of a, you know, really good partnership, because there's some things here, and I'm working on a new project that I'm rolling out this year, which will be an extension of EP, which really addresses, and I don't want to give it too much away until it comes out, but
you're baiting me to want to know. You're teasing me.
Yeah, I've done some sales. the idea is, so it's the biggest component, because we've gotten into a transaction mindset,
mm-hmm.
and this is kind of bringing it back to the relationship, and that's all I'm going to say.
So I'm not going to give away your secret, but I know that at networking last night, when we happened to be in the same group, you spoke to that a little bit, the relationship marketing. And I love that idea, because I feel that that's always been my strength. When I was in sales, mm-hmm. I wasn't good at the hard close, or I was the salesperson that built the long-term relationship, and then the sales would come. Right. So That's what I love about being in business. It's people that you're meeting and the relationships that you're building up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So can I put this in real perspective?
Sure.
Right. So I have over 90 businesses that I work with a month, mm-hmm. right? And I do all their marketing. And we work together. So would that be, and I've been always looking for platforms that I can be an influencer to help people. And I'm not good at that. I'm not good at branding my own self. I'm good at branding other people and businesses, but not my own self.
It always works out that
exactly. way. Exactly. So, but like I said, I built a mentorship where I do that. Would that be a platform that'd be beneficial to me to be able to put my people that I mentor on there? So they have access to me, but as well, they have access to everyone else. And then I would be able to get my message to be able to get even more people that I can mentor.
Absolutely. 100%. Okay. Because you can create private groups.
Yep.
Okay. And you can also create private forums.
Okay.
So in turn, you could have your people within the group. So when you host your conversations with mm-hmm. them, boom, they can put in there. You can put articles and say, hey, based upon, you know, today we're talking about Instagram marketing.
Yep.
Okay. There's a couple articles in the guidance section that I want you guys to read. Mm-hmm. And next Thursday, when we have our meeting, we're going to go through those articles. So that's one way that you can actually use the platform.
Yep.
Okay. And as a contributor, you can put in some of those things. You can offer classes and says, hey, I'm going to be teaching today how to blow up Twitter. And so I can have that as a particular class.
That's good.
So there's that platform is set up for that. You don't have to spend. I mean, I spent over a year putting this together.
Yeah.
And
that's been one of the things. And so, yeah, we'll definitely be talking, because that's something like I'm trying to put this in a real world perspective. I know people that are trying to do that, but as well myself, it's hard to find those platforms to be able to do that, to gather your students, to be able to put them on there, and then to say, I'm going to do a class on this. So be, you know, and like I said, it leverages myself to be able to offer those classes and to do those things. So,
absolutely. For sure. It's a win-win, because we'll advertise your event on through all of our social media outlets.
Get it.
So it's a win-win.
Yep.
And you do vet out. I mean, if you're going to be recommending a vendor or courses, et cetera, you're vetting them
absolutely.
First, right?
Yeah. I want people that are actually doing this stuff.
For sure.
Because it's doing two things. One is it's helping promote them as the expert. So they're getting the exposure. They're getting the marketing exposure in a sense. Second of all, it's like you were mentioning earlier, Jacob, people can relate to them.
Yep.
Because they're the doer. They're not the talker. You know, they're not the platform sales person that's up on a platform selling you their course for $2,500. You know, this
and
is
they're local too.
Exactly. That's a huge thing. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And as this grows, you know, nationally and internationally, it's set up to be able to handle it nationally. It would be nothing cooler than, hey, all of a sudden you run into somebody that's out of, you know, Wisconsin. that is going to be the person that can help you with something, or you can brainstorm with four different people from four different states and that are in the same industry and brainstorm and says, okay, what are you doing to attract new customers? And, you know, let's say you're a home improvement person. So you're like a landscaping company. I just picked that one and, you know, it just popped in my head. You can talk to four different landscaping companies that are in four different geographical locations. And now you can brainstorm with them on what they're doing to grow their businesses, and everybody wins.
So, sorry, I'm asking so many questions, but I just have a lot of questions. So
well, that's great. I want you to have a lot of questions.
A lot of people that consider themselves influencers have high egos, okay? And so the reason why they have their own courses, what I've noticed. And so how do you, you know, when you go to a network meeting, the network meetings I go to, there's one of each person. There's one real estate agent. There's one social media marketer. There's one. How do you fight? Like if I'm an, I believe I'm an expert in social media marketing and growing businesses. How do you balance that if there's another person that says that? Because I could see a little tension or like different things written. Is it to where you get one person of one, or is it just you get content out there and people decide what they want to look at?
It's people decide what they want to look at.
Just, yeah.
Because I'll explain it
this way. Does that make sense to the question I'm asking?
Totally. Okay. I'm going to answer it in a way that I think will make sense. When I lived in Chicago, I ran a networking luncheon. It was actually called Build Relationships, Build Business. We used to get 40 to 50 people to show up to our networking luncheons. There was no parking. It was at a pizza place in Lincoln Park, downtown Chicago. There were days that we would laugh because it'd be like legal day, you know, and we'd have five lawyers, you know, and then there'd be a day that we call real estate day because there'd be three realtors, and then it'd be mortgage day and there'd be five mortgage people. But it was fun because one, they got to know themselves, and you'd see them talking to themselves of what's going on within their industry. But then people would levitate to who they liked and felt comfortable with, and they were able to connect with. So it's
all about that connection, because I'm sure, like you said, you go to networking events where there's one of each industry or category. Well, what if you don't connect with them?
Yeah, for sure.
What if you don't feel that connection where you want to refer them business?
For sure.
So yeah. It's that relationship.
Well, this seemed to me that EP is so much more than networking. It's really a learning platform. So I see it as, by having the more minds that are collective minds you have, the more learning, the more opportunities to connect and the
connection is a default of being part of it, because you're going to meet other people. You can create friendships on there. So you can say, okay, I want to be friends with these people, and you can even create your own group of people. So you can, like I mentioned, you can create a private group and then put those people in that group, and then you can message those people and a multitude of different things. So there is that, but it's not a networking as we would call traditional networking. There's enough out there.
Yes, there is, and I also am feeling like traditional networking is not working. As the original, I think the days of the Chamber of Commerce meetings and things like that, I think when we were a much smaller city, you know, that kind of networking did work. But anymore, it's just a business card passing.
No, and I,
you know,
I think
exchange.
Look, I go to network meetings on Wednesdays and Fridays. I am by far the youngest person that goes there. As a 24-year-old, the second oldest, youngest person is 42. And so I think there needs to be a balance because a lot of people can't make us. We were just talking about this. Not everyone can make a 7 a.m. meeting if they have kids that need to take to school. But then my generation doesn't believe in the communication, a meeting with someone. They think they should all do it over the internet. When I tell everyone, look, all my businesses that I've closed have all been in person. Mm-hmm. I can meet with them online, you know, find them online. But to close them and actually close a deal, it's usually I haven't closed a deal on the phone. It's been in person. So I think, and you got to think about who you're talking to and who the business is. Most business owners today are still over the age of, 40 or 50. And so you got to think about your audience, and you got to think about they close deals and they talk to people in person. They're not online all the time.
Right.
And
who's
so
your target market?
Exactly. You got to know who you're talking to and who you're trying to target. Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow, my head's spinning at the moment. because I'm just thinking of
no, but I think honestly, it's an entrepreneurship community to where people can talk to each other. I think it's a big thing that I think there's been a lot of different type of things like that, but I don't think there's been one that's been optimized that offers all these different things. Like I said, there's so many different courses and things that are $1,000, $997, you know, all these things.
Everything's $997.
Well, that's a market. It's a, you know, it's a marketing thing. It catches, you know, so, but it's ridiculous because you don't know what to do and you spend it in, you know, there's what's called Cardone University. And I bought it a long time ago where it's supposed to teach you sales and it's not, I mean, it was like, now it's like $10,000, but it's completely not worth it. And they tell you, you have access to this and this. It's not even worth it.
It's upsell.
Exactly.
Oh, you want the next.
Yep. And you want this. And that's even more.
Frederick, we're talking about that's the upsell.
Yeah.
So, you know, they just keep luring you in deeper and deeper and deeper.
Yeah, because it goes back to, you know, what we were talking earlier. As an entrepreneur, especially if you're just starting off, you don't have, or, you know, you've got finite amount of dollars you got to deal with.
Exactly.
You got to plan where you're going. We made the mistakes. I mean, we hired on employees when we should have really kept them on as 1099.
Yep.
And we paid health insurance and we paid this. And guess what? I'm paying now double taxes.
Yep.
And blah, blah, blah. And the next thing I know, 15 grand just went out the window.
No. And that's one of my, I tell everyone too, that's why there's a reason why when people say when you graduate or whatever, go work for someone because you learn from mentors, you learn the experience. And I tell everyone that I'm like, because I started my business technically in college. And so I've learned the hard way on a lot of things that has cost me a lot of money. And I would have never made those mistakes if I was learning from someone and working for someone. So I always.
Or had somebody to ask.
Exactly. What's funny is that I now tell my father and my grandparents, I'm like, now I know why you told me to go work for someone. You know, there was just certain things. And like I said, I luckily got my real estate license when I first turned 18. So I started to learn a little bit ahead of time to be able to talk to people. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of things that you don't, as going out of college and going out of the education, that you don't know that you need to learn and not to be able to make those mistakes. And so it's great to have a database of people that you can talk to that are in the moment, that are low, you know, like I said, that you can have that constant communication with and read articles and things like that.
Everything's all in one spot.
Exactly.
And business owners, they don't have time. They don't have time to go and search on the internet for this marketing or that marketing or this tool. So Frederick made it very easy for everything to be in one spot.
Another thing though, and maybe it would bring up an idea that I thought that actually could probably fit with you. And I don't know if you do, you know, one of my things is exactly there's not one place that has everything. You have to search. One of my biggest things is like, you know, if I didn't know about that you can get your real estate license at 18 years old, I would have never done it. Someone told it to me. If I could access a place that says, here are the things that people are doing at your age, you know, day trading, things like that, that you could be doing. And it's all in that sort of, I think that would be good. So I don't know if you do that, but that could be something
could
to where.
You that could write be, a blog can, about that.
Exactly. Right, that because that's something that it. There's so many things that I was, you know, because like I said, I go to Los Angeles a lot and I do these, I don't do mine, but I listen, like I talk to younger entrepreneurs when they do affiliate marketing and I'm learning about these things. I'm like, you make that much doing that? Like, and you have no education. You're just doing it. You just create an idea. And I'm like, you need to share that with people because people, you know, people are doing things on the side of the corner making $5 an hour when they can make take that $5, put in an account and make even $500, right? And they just don't know. They have nothing that pops up in their face that says you can do that. And that's why I tell everyone, you know, you can get your insurance license at 18 years old and you don't need to take, you just take a test. You don't need to go to class and anything and they just don't know it. So this is a perfect community.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Obviously.
Sorry to talk so much.
I'm a big proponent of education, but traditional university education does not prepare people for entrepreneurship.
Oh, yeah.
Prepares them for a lot of other different types of careers.
It's graduating, getting a job, and working for someone else.
Yep.
Doesn't talk about entrepreneurship.
Well, Jim Rohn says it the best, that, you know, you get a job, you make a living. You focus on profits, you become wealthy.
Yep. No, college education, I tell, you know, it's not a... They don't teach you how to do your taxes. They don't teach you how to write a check. They don't teach you the basic things that you should be learning. And that's one of the problems. That's why, in my opinion, I think like trading schools and these type of things are going to be where people will be going.
Well, and I also think it's kind of the underlying theme that you and I have as co-host and business partners of, you know, that taking the seasoned business person and what they know, bridging that gap to the younger individuals. You guys are fearless. And that's really what you've been kind of talking about, is that instead of sitting down and having that plan, you're not afraid to jump out there.
Oh, trust me, I was scared. I was scared. You know, that's the thing is that you just, as an entrepreneur, I had nothing. The only money that I had to be able to do things was from my real estate. And that was just for leasing. I had really nothing. I was in debt. And so I just did it. I jumped in. But I think, yeah, it's just, like I said, I could have had a website. I could have had other things. But like I said, I was always taught just to go get it, go get the business. And I found something that I love to do. That's why I tell everyone with entrepreneurs, or you're starting a business, it's like my three things are, and I think, I can't remember who said it, if it was Kevin O'Leary or one of them said, you know, find something you love to do, find out how that can help people, and then dominate that space.
Yep.
And I think that's something very important, is finding how you can help people with what you love to do. People will pay for just about anything in this world. Mm-hmm. So if you just optimize it correctly, I think the money will come. And I think, yeah.
Yeah. I think you're really right. So anyways, I know I'm going to sign up.
Oh, for sure.
The month.
For sure.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been fun getting the feedback from people and stuff. And
yeah.
And this whole new program that I'm looking to roll out is going to take it to the next level, because it's going to be a little bit more, how do I want to word it, more engaging.
Okay.
With an organization. So it's going to be more of a hands-on, but it's, you know, its price point is going to be much, much higher, because the impact it's going to have on the business is going to be significant.
Yeah.
So primarily, and I understand that there are live types of events and whatnot, but it is pretty much an online community.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, even our masterminds, we've done them via, webinars. You know, using Zoom and whatnot, and so we've done them, where people are in their houses, because who's got time to drive? Who wants to drive a half hour, 45 minutes to a place for 2 hours?
Right.
So we can leverage it. We can record it. You don't have to take notes. You can go back into the EP. You go into the recording section. You can replay. Actually, there's a private group. So you have to be a member for that live mastermind, and then it's a private group where those videos are put in.
Well, and I love that you have that option, because I'm a people person. I love to be one-on-one, but you're so right, especially with traffic getting, busier and busier, and it's aggravating to be in the traffic and be taking time in the car that could be used elsewhere. However, you need to have that opportunity to get in front of someone as well.
Right.
So it seems like a really great balance. I mean, you talked about that in your seven pillars. So yep. That balancing as an entrepreneur our time to be able to say, okay, I need an online, experience here, or a Zoom experience, or I need to get in front of this person and arrange for a meeting or be at that live event.
Correct. Yep.
Frederick has some really cool cigar events. So where people get together and, smoke a stogie and drink some wine. And so
I might drink the wine. I might pass on the stogie. Only because I need to try the morning that. After.
But
I enjoy it. I smoke it.
The event is sponsored by EP. And it's basically called Cigars, Cocktails, and Collaboration. And it's really unstructured. It's we get together, and it's all about building relationship the old-fashioned way. You sit there, you relax, you talk about whatever, and we've gotten to know, I've gotten to make some great friends, some new friends out of the events. I've also generated significant amounts of revenue out of the event because of the relationships that got built.
For sure.
So there's a lot of cool things. We'll be rolling out some live events. So I want to look at teaming up with some people to create live workshops. So, I call it the GSD workshop, which is get stuff done, but you can change the middle word to whatever you choose. So, again, propel people forward.
So the live events is really a partnership with individuals. So you're not, per se, creating them yourself as much as you're taking the knowledge and experience of other people to put that event on.
Yeah, we're just getting, it's a bunch of people getting together, having a couple of cocktails and smoking a cigar and shooting a baloney.
That's the way business, that's the way business used to be done.
Yeah, it used to be on the golf course. Right? Yeah, so now we're doing it in a cigar place, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Nice cigar, cognac, and life is good.
So who are you looking for to be a part of, let me back up that question because I realize it doesn't sound, it's not making sense. Really what I want, if you're looking for the people for, say, the courses or the live event, is there in particular, can we put the word out of really who you're looking for to be a part of your community?
I'm looking for contributors, okay? I'm looking for additional contributors because I get it. They've got businesses, life gets in the way, et cetera. So, you know, I might have a contributor to put some content up and then they're busy for the next 3, 4, or 5 weeks. So I'd like to have someone else that can to add in. And again, it's a big country, you know, and it's a big world. So, there's other people that can be in there. But at the same time, you know, that's the cart. You need the horse, which is the people.
The people, yeah. You need the customers to pay that.
So I need both. I really need both to build it up because I need the customers or the actual entrepreneurs, I should say, the entrepreneurs that are looking for the help and the guidance, and those people that have created programs or that are looking to get more exposures and to help a bigger with the people.
Well, that comes right with more customers and people looking for it. Then that gets bigger fish to want to be able to participate because they see how many, the subscriptions and things like that they have that they're able to market to. Because at the end of the day, they're educating, right? They're educating to help as well as to reel them in to hopefully maybe get their business or something like that to help them.
Yeah. So walk me through the process a little bit because I can understand how to become a member.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're going to go online and you're going to sign up and be a member. So let's say I wanted to be a contributor of some sort. But kind of walk me through that process of how I would present that to you.
Yep. Basically, it's pretty straightforward. You would go into your membership area. You click to apply to become a vendor. And you fill out the information, tell what it is. I get it. We may have a conversation. I take a look at what's right now. I'm the one that does the approval. Take a look at what you've done. Show me some of the work and stuff. And if it works, you're approved as a vendor. And now you can market your stuff. And that makes you a contributor, which means you can now add content. In some cases, I got people that are moderators for the forums. As well as you can now put your product and services within the marketplace. And so now in the marketplace, you can see, you know, that you can offer that you do these type of services. And I operate, I'm stealing a page out of Mr. Bezos' playbook. I mean, it's working for him okay. So
pretty well, I'd say.
I'd say, why reinvent the wheel? Just copy the wheel. So I take a small percentage of the transaction that you as the expert provides. Simple, uncomplicated.
So in other words, if, let's say, Jacob was going to put one of his courses that we're going to create one of these days, right? Then there's going to be a cost associated with that particular course.
Because that's your intellectual property. So you can sell that course. That's your course. Because within EP, I've provided a bunch of courses that I've got, and those are free. Those are part of it. You may look at providing a course for free, which just helps build
your
brand.
Yes.
But then there's some stuff. It's your intellectual property. I understand that, and I respect that. So you want to be able to market that at a price point, reasonable price point for the community, but the house collects a small percentage from all those transactions.
But as someone like, let's say I want to be a contributor for social media marketing, would as a contributor, do I have to pay to be one, or is that when someone starts to pay?
Everybody. I mean, the price point's very nominal. So
yeah, I just was, yeah.
Yeah, so everybody has to pay to become a member.
Okay.
And then you can upgrade. But, I look at it as the affiliate program. You cancel out your membership pretty quickly.
Yes.
Bringing in some people in.
Right.
So, I've got one partner that she runs a women's mastermind group.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's modified the price point. And as a partner, she's going to be using, like you were talking about for your community, she's using it and she's incorporated $7 for her members. and she'll be setting them up as part of an EP and have her world. Because, you know, if you go to Facebook or something else, you know, you're on there and then you get distracted. Your friend sees you online and messages you and you're trying to follow a course and you get distracted and blah, 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 blah. We don't have that here in EP.
It's very easy, Justin. If you have an article or you have tips or, you know, anything on social media that you want to share, you just upload it.
That's great.
Very easy.
That's great.
Wonderful. So here are the key takeaways here. Educational. Mm-hmm. There's a tremendous amount of education. There's networking opportunity. There's the opportunity to put yourself out as a member to promote what you do to other members. Mm-hmm. We have, what am I mean?
Well, the podcast is coming up. So that gives you more marketing for the members.
Yeah, the live event, the mastermind group, all at an incredibly affordable price. I just can't imagine.
Yeah, the website is simple. It's entrepreneurprosperity.com.
Yeah.
And the biggest challenge is people trying to spell it. But I was trying to get EP, but that's going like for $50,000. So I figured maybe not.
Yeah. That might be a little bit out of the budget. At least it would be for me. So that's great. So then when you talk about the affiliate program, so how does someone ensure that if I have recommended people to sign up, that I'm getting credit for that?
Yep. Once you get set up as an affiliate, you get your own affiliate link. You can put the link in, let's say if you put out a newsletter, you can have, there's a logo that you can put that says you're Entrepreneur Prosperity mm-hmm. member. And you can put that on there and then that you can link that image to the site.
So rather than going directly to your website, then I would encourage, if I was an affiliate, I would encourage people to go to my link and sign up.
Yep. And then that automatically logs them to you.
That's great.
Yep. And then we pay out once a month and once it's over $10.
Passive income, Jacob. It's like, you know, that we love that.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's residual. So I took a page right out of network marketing and stuck that in there because, you know, why not? It's, you know, why not help you? You're helping grow my business,
right.
You know, which is helping other people's businesses grow. So why shouldn't you benefit in that same growth?
Yeah, EP is a great platform for network marketing companies. They have their teams. So that's a great way to communicate and with their team members.
Oh, that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I do know people that in that arena that could definitely benefit from that. Mm-hmm. So that's wonderful. Can't tell you how much I appreciate you doing all the hard work for us, Frederick. Oh,
thanks.
You know, all that legwork and, you know, toughing it out just so that we can benefit. So that's great. So I have been on the website, but I think I have a much better appreciation now of really how to navigate it and understand exactly what it's all about. And I'm excited about that. Do you put out sort of a bulletin board announcement type thing so
I do
know when something's coming up?
I do have what I call the EP news page or Entrepreneur Prosperity news page, and just a one pager using MailChimp. And I put out, and the way I'm doing it is any new articles that have been put out. I've been doing it every 2 weeks. I'm debating whether I keep that or maybe just do it once a month because I don't want to inundate people. But it'll list all the new articles with links to them, but then you can't see them unless you log in.
Of course.
So there's that. There's new tools that have been identified, new apps and stuff that people can use. There's in the news page, there's stuff on upcoming events. Talk about the podcast. You know, if somebody wants to get into the mastermind groups. And, you know, that's where it's at right now.
Great. We are coming up close to the end of the hour. I know the time always goes so incredibly fast when we're having these great conversations. But I always like to make sure everybody kind of has their last few minutes of anything that you want to say. So I'm going to first ask my co-host, Jacob, do you have any other questions or anything that just is?
No, it's a great, it already seems like a great platform. I took a look at it before, but like you said, it gets a great appreciation when we talk. And it definitely captured me.
Yeah.
So Yeah, for sure.
Great. Perfect. All right. So just take a couple of minutes to your final word, both to you and Kylie and Frederick, of anything that didn't get shared, that you want to get shared, contact information. We want to make sure people know how to get signed up, how to talk to you. So take a couple of minutes to just wrap up what you want to make sure that is out there.
Right. Okay. Well, the website is entrepreneurprosperity.com, and membership is normally $27 a month, but being on this show, I've have a discount coupon, which is EP, capital E, capital P, the number 20, and that'll take the monthly membership down to $7 per month. That's lifetime, provided that your subscription doesn't lapse.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was thinking about that before, whether there was a timeline for that. If you sign up now, you're... lifetime $7.
Wow. Lifetime $7, okay. As long as your subscription doesn't lapse.
Right.
Which is only fair.
Okay.
And if someone wants, you know, there's a message area on the website. So, you know, if they're interested in more stuff, to email me, best would be to just go info@entrepreneurprosperity.com. You know, I'm looking for contributors, and I'm looking for entrepreneurs that want to excel.
Okay, that's great. Kylie, you have any
I just want
thoughts?
To say thank you so much for having Frederick and I on the show. Just great. I mean, went by so fast.
It does. It really does.
Yeah,
it
thank
always
you for
amazes
the opportunity.
Me.
Yeah.
I know, because it's just like, whoop. But we always have some pretty great conversations with all of our guests. And I have to say, you guys have really contributed to a fantastic conversation. So,
well, thank you.
I do want to just close out with a word from our sponsor, Rhino Online Strategies and eCreativity. Free up your precious and limited time as a business owner to do what you do best, running and growing your business. We help you grow your business by partnering with you to identify your content and marketing need, and provide you with fresh, innovative, dynamic copies that will effectively connect your market. Our marketing strategies combine customized content with expertise in targeting and reach through social media channels by posting engaging content to targeted specific audiences to capture email addresses and build your email list, along with analytics to optimize social ads and posts, all which lead to increased customer engagement, a higher conversion rate, and increased sales. We hope to empower you to have control of your business and future by amplifying your message and delivering it to the right market. Now, I just want to say thank you again. Good, and thanks for listening. This is Michelle and Jacob, and we're wishing you peace and prosperity for 2019 and beyond.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, you guys.